I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China is the focus of today's broadcast, where in the next 5 minutes, we'll examine the impact of enforced regulations, creative ministry efforts, and the concerns of the next-gen body of Christ in China. Our first story takes a look at a sneaky approach. China's central government has a new target in its crackdown on religious expression. That's children's programs. Sunday schools and children attending services have long been banned, but the days of them being overlooked are quickly disappearing, according to Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesperson Todd Nettleton.
The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. The Chinese government, the Communist Party leaders, are very aware of that as well, and they want to train up a child to be a good communist. And so churches that operate schools, even just kindergartens, have been targeted by the Chinese government.
Now, churches are being raided, schools closed, and children being asked about their parents' reading choices and gathering habits.
The Chinese government is using children against their parents, but they certainly want to control what I would call the indoctrination of the children, the training of the children. They want them to be good communists. Christian parents, obviously, we want to raise up our children to be good followers of Christ. Those two things are in opposition, and this is part of a broader picture in China right now of a concerted effort to control all religious expression. Every aspect of the church, whether it be a registered church or an unregistered, is under the scrutiny of the communist government.
Sister Ministry VOM Korea is currently developing tools to help Christian parents. We're following this story and will update you when we can. Next, it's no secret that Chinese Christians have seen increased pressure as already existing laws restricting religion are tightened. One such law applies to young people, and China Partners Eric Berglund feels its effect.
You cannot proselyze or you cannot convert somebody under the age of 18. The reason being is they feel that at the age of 18, just like here in the United States, you become an adult. And what happens to you after you become an adult is up to you.
Although this law has technically already been on the books, it's now being more intentionally enforced. For China Partner, it has very real repercussions.
For 2 years, we did like regular youth ministry training for those pastors there in those churches. And they specifically came back to us saying, please, we can no longer invite you to come and do these youth ministry trainings for us because we need to adhere to this new enforcement of this law.
In response, China Partners decided to discontinue their Youth Serve training initiative that focuses on young people. They'll still have other training opportunities in China. More on that tomorrow. But they want to respect their local partners. So pray for China Partner as they determine how God wants to use their programs moving forward. And we'll close today with a look at yet a third partner working in China. It's no secret that religious organizations are finding it difficult to stay in China. Kurt Rofenstein with Bibles for China says their contacts are facing many of the same troubles as other Christian organizations. And church, as we know it, will look different.
Sunday school going away and a variety of things such as that. Pressure from the government to kind of control and limit the scope of Christianity. And, you know, part of that is, I believe that the church is still strong, and we visit folks that are doing great things and still have a passion for the Bible, still have a passion for evangelism, still have a passion to see the church grow. And we know that when, you know, things are moving forward, that the enemy will come in and try to thwart that.
The growing pressure to limit Christ in China changes the way Bibles for China operates. They no longer send teams into China to verify Bible distribution. Instead, they're working with Chinese partners who handle all the internal coordination. These challenges are difficult, but the church remains alive in China. Pray for revival from the Holy Spirit. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.